Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. Today is part two of our series on wheat in aquaculture. U.S. Wheat Associates says the South American salmon market is just the beginning. Director of Communications with U.S. Wheat, Julia DeBest, says the organization is now working to grow its footprint in fish farming markets around the world.
South America is kind of our pioneer market that we're working with on these, but there are other aquaculture markets in other parts of the world. So Southeast Asia obviously has a lot of aquaculture production, some opportunities there, obviously very competitive on the supplies that they can get. But aquaculture is a growing industry around the world. And so as we kind of get this foothold and this really good technical understanding of what kind of wheat, what varieties of we really best perform for this market, we'll be able to apply that to other markets in other parts of the world.
For American wheat farmers, DeBest says international market expansion like this means long-term opportunity for growers.
Where are the places where we can find new areas of growth and new areas of demand on behalf of U.S. wheat farmers? And how do we position U.S. wheat farmers and showcase all of the great aspects of the reliability, the quality, the value of the U.S. wheat supply system?
Julia DeBest with U.S. Wheat Associates.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.